7.9.
It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Jacksonville. It's so nice to speak with all of you tonight. Tonight, I want to welcome Apostle Kenya Miller and Pastor Eric Miller as my special guest here with me tonight. Amen, yes, amen. I'm sure you guys are pretty familiar with them by now from Innovative Empowerment Church here in Jacksonville, Florida. Yes. Listen, if you guys need a place to really feel the glory of God, and not just feel the glory of God, but be impacted to total change, body, soul, and spirit, I recommend that you come out on Sundays at 12 noon. Amen, amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
To hear from the Spirit of the Living God.
Yes, yes.
All right, guys, tonight we want to run along the vein of something that is very interesting. We had a wonderful revival this past weekend at the church.
Yes, we did.
The Impact Leadership Summit.
My God.
Amen.
That was powerful.
And that morning, Sunday morning, when Apostle was ministering, the Spirit of the Lord began to use her in the vein of there is a rumbling in the Spirit.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
and
yes.
As she began to speak on there is a rumbling in the Spirit, the people around her just began to be so touched by the glory of God, so touched by the power of God.
Yes.
There was such a dynamic glory
in that place.
Oh, like,
God.
Honestly, I have never, ever felt in
and
a service
amazing.
Before.
It's amazing because the power of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that came and how he released his glory, it literally took us into the whole week.
Yes.
It did.
I mean, you felt the impact the whole week from what the Lord did from that weekend. It was phenomenal.
It really was.
And even as today, we're still feeling the impact.
Yes.
From what God had done on last weekend. And that's how the Lord is. That's how you know you've had a true encounter with the Holy Spirit of God. Because it's not something that's like a high.
Yes.
It's not something that just happens when you're there. It's something that happens when you leave the building and you're still under the power of the anointing of God and you can still feel the impact of what God has done. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Because it's like the Bible said, we go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And it doesn't make sense to just be stuck in the glory when you can go to the glory. From glory to glory.
Amen.
From faith to faith. And
amen.
So it's amazing. Yes.
And what you're saying is so confirmative as far as what I was getting ready to speak on it with the rumbling.
Wow.
That when the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me, I began to ask him, I said, okay, Lord, what is this rumbling that was released?
My God.
You had referred to it as a universal sound.
Yes.
So the Spirit of the Lord had me look up the word rumbling, and it meant a continuous resonant sound.
Yes.
So it's a sound that once you become acquainted with it and you allow it to become awakened within you, it's not just that you're dipping in and dipping out,
that's
but it's
right.
that glory
Absolutely.
That has sustained throughout
Absolutely.
The entire week because
Absolutely.
It's a continuous
yes.
resonant sound.
Absolutely.
So tonight, as we begin to receive live calls here shortly, what we want to do is we want to prophetically and apostolically impart this rumbling in the Spirit,
Absolutely.
A sound over your life
Absolutely.
That has a consistent resonance. What
Absolutely.
Does this mean?
Absolutely.
It means people have prayed for you for healing before and a sound was released,
That's right.
but that sound did
yes.
not keep those dry
Absolutely.
Bones alive. But what does the rumble in the Spirit do?
Oh my God.
It keeps the dry bones alive because it is a continuous resonance sound.
Yes.
deliverance, and well, you got that deliverance, but then you felt like the same demon that was supposedly cast out of you came right back in.
Yes.
It's because there was not a barrier of sound built around your spirit
man
contained the potency of the frequency needed keep the sound
or the frequency
of the enemy out.
Absolutely, because you have to understand, and we took it back to the troubling of the water.
That's
you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the reason why the water was troubled was because the angel came down to trouble the water. But my thing is, why was the water troubled? What caused the water? There was a sound that nature picked up from the heavenly that caused the water to rumble for such a time as that. And the Lord said on that day, he says, what I'm doing is I am not just allowing the waters to be troubled that day. I've shifted the seasons so you won't have to wait to the next season. It's this season. It's going to be a continuous troubling of the water for you to begin. He said nature is going to respond to the sound of the heaven, and it's going to rumble. And whatever season you're in, you are going to be able to access the healing, access the deliverance, access whatever it is that you are believing God for. And this season and all the time that you've been waiting, now is the time.
Gosh, that is wow. That is so good. Pastor, do you have anything to say about this rumbling in the spirit?
Man, you know, it's so powerful, because when I begin to think about the rumbling and the motion, to me, it signifies movement.
Yes.
And that the water was, when it was stagnated, but now it had to be troubled.
Oh, my God.
And there may have been
good.
A ripple effect in the spirit realm that you had to be able to identify with. That's why the sound is so important.
Yes, it is.
Because if you don't recognize the sound, you'll never walk to the water.
Come on. Oh, wow.
You said something, and just as you were saying the ripple effect, I literally saw, because it's that consistent resonance sound that we're talking about, I saw that ripple going over the seasons of the spirit of summer, fall, winter, spring, which is the continuous ripple. It's not that, you know, next season, another prophet's going to have to come in and say the same word to reactivate the atmosphere.
Yes.
God is saying, no, now the atmosphere has been activated His remnant people on a continuous vibration.
That's right.
Which means that I'm not just depending on a miracle,
but
I'm living in a blessing.
That's it right there.
We need a miracle every time that our life should be in one season, but we get out of season, so we need the hand of God to do something supernaturally to pull us back into a season.
Absolutely.
Amen. But God says, I'm not going to be using my hand to pull you in and out of things in this season. My hand is resting upon you, which you are abiding and remaining in the blessing of the Lord, because the sound that contains the release of the blessing is constantly vibrating over you
in this season. My God. And sometimes people get away from listen to me. Sometimes the Spirit of the Lord, and as you were speaking, the Spirit of the Lord says, sometimes we get away from the position where God is able to release what he desires for us. He said, I will cause your situation to become conducive to my sound and shift your position back into the realm of rumbling. I said, God. And so now we're going through all of these things in our life, not understanding that God is repositioning us towards the sound, to that ripple effect, toward that rumbling. And we're complaining and we're saying, God, what's going on? And God, why is this happening to me? And the Lord is saying, what I've done is nature has responded to my sound, and your position where you were has now repositioned to where I needed to be.
My God. My God. Apostle here said that God will make your situation conducive
that's
to the
right.
sound.
Conducive to it.
And if we know anything, this is getting a little deep, about science or even the quantum physics realm.
Yes. Uh-huh.
In order for electromagnetism to work, there has to be an attraction.
Absolutely.
So God will allow the law of attraction by faith to rearrange situations in your life.
Absolutely.
So the sound that's been released can identify the situation, and the situation can identify the sound.
Absolutely. And that's the
ripple.
That's the ripple effect.
God.
And people don't understand what's going on in their lives. They're not understanding what's going on in their lives, because spiritually, the situation is now responding to the sound. My God. And so now, because spiritually the situation is responding to the sound, the natural mind can't comprehend what it believes is confusion. But it's not confusion.
Jesus.
It's responding to the sound.
My God. And this is why the people of God have to be awakened in this season.
Absolutely.
Because God is using certain mainstream and frontline apostles and prophets to release the corporate blessing.
Yes.
But if our minds are still vibrating yes. on a carnal frequency,
my God.
We will not be able to comprehend
right.
according to the mind of Christ.
Right.
And we will label that thing which God has called a wise thing
uh-huh.
as a foolish thing.
Absolutely.
And we will miss our season.
Absolutely.
But God is saying, in this season,
mm-hmm.
I'm no longer going to allow my people to
That's
miss
right.
their season
That's right.
because I need them to embrace their season.
Yes.
Because my people in this season
mm-hmm.
must walk through their season
mm-hmm.
because in this season, your promotion,
That's
your
right.
business, everything
right.
that you've been needing that
Absolutely.
God needs you
right.
to implement right now in the realm of the earth
uh-huh.
to go forth as his remnant people
yes.
in this season.
Absolutely.
God says you have to hear the sound.
Absolutely.
So as you call in tonight at 904-296-2251, we are going to be praying a fresh awakening within you
yes.
that you will recognize the sound of God in your life.
My God.
That every other sound that comes into your life that is not like the sound
Come
of God
on now.
Will be shut down,
yes.
will be shut off
yes.
by the prophetic and apostolic words that are released in your spirit
My
today.
God. My God.
God said you'll finally be able to identify the frequency that's trying to sound like me
wow.
but is not me because you finally become acquainted
yes.
with the voice of many waters.
My
So God says tonight, even
yes.
as we have three people ministering,
That's right.
this is a voice of many waters.
Yes, yes.
This is a voice that even if a situation comes into your life and Prophetess Cadence speaks a word, you're not the situation becomes a distraction
yes.
or you're not able to hear my sound,
my God.
But you might be able to hear Apostle Kenya's sound,
God.
Or you can't hear her sound, but you might be able to hear
right.
Pastor Eric's
That's
sound.
Right.
So the Lord said, I'm doing it by three tonight
my God.
Because a threefold cord is not easily
broken.
And therefore, the very thing that God is trying to release to you, he said, you will have no excuse not to recognize it in this season because I've combined all the sounds. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say
Jesus.
There are three main frequencies in the
yes,
heavens,
yes.
and there are three frequencies operating tonight,
yes.
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
And one day you might say, well, I thought that was the Holy Spirit, but
right.
I don't think so.
Right.
But then God says, no, 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 remember the sound of Apostle Kenya.
Right.
That was Jesus. No, no,
yes.
no. No, remember the sound of Pastor Eric. No, no,
yes.
no, no. That was the Father. And God
right.
said, in this season, you don't have an excuse
My
because
God.
I've used those with an awakened sound
My God.
To awaken everything within you
My God.
So you cannot say that you did not know.
My
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gloria. And so now this is what would be really, really wonderful for you to do as the one that God has given the vision for this ministry, the Awaken Me Now. Would you say a prayer? Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord says. Release a prayer over the airwaves that will release a ripple sound effect in people. In other words, stir them up.
Yes.
Because we're sending the power of the Holy Spirit of God to where an individual is. Because they may be in a place where they can't hear the sound and they may not be able to feel the vibration of the Holy Spirit of God. But as you begin to pray, I believe the Spirit of God is going to unction their spirit through your sound. Would you
yes.
do that, please?
I will. I
My
will,
God,
Apostle.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray for those that are listening
yes,
tonight, God.
In the
I pray
name
for
of
those
Jesus.
That are listening and you're even too scared to call in.
Yes.
Hanama Sunday.
Yes.
I break that spirit of fear
yes.
off of you.
In the name
I speak
of Jesus.
To your mind and I command your mind
yes,
to wake
God.
Up and hear the
in
voice
the name
of God.
Of
those
of
you
Jesus.
That for years and years you've been trying to figure out,
yes.
have you really been hearing the voice of the Lord? The Lord says, yes, tonight I will confirm it. Tonight I will solidify it.
Yes.
Tonight I will make the unsure
yes.
thing within you sure.
My God, my God,
so we release an
yes.
apostolic
yes.
and prophetic vibrational kingdom frequency
yes,
across
Lord.
The airwaves
yes,
right now
yes.
to awaken your spirit
yes, Lord,
in order
God.
To receive
my
the confirming
God.
Power within.
Yes.
Baba.
You,
God is saying many of you have
uh-huh.
had words spoken of
uh-huh.
your life, but you've not believed it was really of me
uh-huh.
or by me or
uh-huh.
through me because
uh-huh.
you didn't have a confirming power within.
My God.
But God said tonight, I'm awakening your conscience and I'm bringing it alive
yes.
and I'm giving you the ability to confirm the word within that's been spoken without
My
so
God.
That the within and the without may become one and you can walk into and possess everything that
yes.
I have for you.
Yes.
Rabasata.
Yes. Yes.
I need
yes.
you right now to call in at 904-296-2251. Amen.
My God. My
First
God.
Caller,
My
who
God.
Am I speaking with tonight?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with tonight?
Dominique, I'm calling for my grandmother.
I'm sorry, can you say your name again?
Dominique, I'm calling in for my grandmother.
You're calling in for your grandmother's or you're calling for your grandmother?
For her.
Okay, praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and let Apostle Kenny begin praying for you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Good. You're calling for your grandmother and she's not well. Am I correct? Are you calling for your grandmother?
Yes.
Okay, where's your grandmother now?
She's right here.
She's right there?
Yes.
Okay. And does she want to speak with us tonight, or do you mind her speaking with us tonight?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
God bless you. How are you? Hello?
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 Hi there. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. And why do you believe the Lord has allowed your granddaughter to reach out to us on tonight?
Because she listens to you every, and she listens to you, mm-hmm. and she was telling me that I needed to call in.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you are expecting the Lord to do for you tonight? Tell us. The Bible said, make your request known. What is it that you are desiring God to do for you?
To take me off of dialysis.
Uh-huh. The Lord let me know you were not well. And that's why we wanted to speak with you, because we want to speak to your spirit in Jesus' name. And so now, how long have you been on dialysis?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. Yes. And we are believing the Lord. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord is going to do. He's going to take you off of dialysis in Jesus' name. We decree and we declare that you are coming off of dialysis. And this is not the first one. And you are not the first one that God has healed to be released off of dialysis. And so now I speak to your body in the name of Jesus. Yes. And I say, and I call your body, listen, the Spirit of the Lord, as God is rumbling and he's troubling the water for healing to be manifested, it's not a coincidence that God has allowed you to get through, and you are one that needs to step in the water. And the Lord says, I've shifted seasons for you. I've shifted realms for you. And healing is yours, says the Spirit of the Lord God. The Lord God says to begin to praise me. God says, because as sure as I live, he says, I will heal your body. I have healed your body. And you will feel the rippling effects of the healing power of the Holy Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. I hear the Spirit of the Lord God. He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, says the Spirit of God. And the weapon of illness that has formed against you and is not going to prosper against your life. I hear the Spirit of God. He says that this sickness is not unto death, says the Spirit of the living God. The Lord God says that he doesn't care what the doctor says. He said, believe the report of what he's releasing tonight over these airwaves in the name of Jesus. And the Lord God desires for you to just begin to praise him and thank him right there. If you believe the word of the Lord, if you believe that God is speaking to your spirit right now, I need you to open up your mouth in agreement and say, Lord, I am in agreement with you, with what you are doing in my life, because I didn't know that you were ill, but when I heard your daughter's voice, the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to hear the sickness, and I heard the sickness, and I began to say, her grandmother is not well. I need to speak to her grandmother. And the reason why I needed to speak with you is because I needed the sound to get into your spirit. God says that I did not need it to be like a proxy, but he needed for the sound to get into your spirit, man. And when the sound has been resonated and released into your spirit, says the Spirit of the living God, he says, what I have done is I've created a realm for my sound to listen to me. Burn up everything that's not like me in your body.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. So we decree and declare your healing tonight in Jesus' name.
Yes. Woman of God, thank I hear you. The Lord say the time of testing different areas in your body to find different results for different things or different disorders. I just see this constant looking into your health, peering in, trying to figure out what's going on, not just with kidneys, but different parts of your body. Just checkups, checkups, checkups. The Spirit of the Lord says that he wants to put an end to that cycle.
Yes.
So we just speak an ending to that cycle right now.
In Jesus' name.
And we speak consistency
of
divine health over your life, because this tonight is the rumbling effect, okay?
Yes.
What we're talking about tonight, you may not have heard it, but there's been a rumble in the spirit, amen?
Yes.
And a rumble means a consistent, resonant sound.
Yes.
So tonight, God is releasing a sound over you that will silence all the other sounds out of your voice. You may go to one specialist and they give you one report. That's a certain sound. You go to your neurologist, you go to the cardiologist, you know, the pharmacist is writing you all kinds of prescriptions. You go to the endocrinologist, and there's all these different ologists. And the Lord is saying that he is the great ologist in your life in this season.
Yes,
the great physician has released a consistent and final healing over you. I hear the Lord say, increase your water intake. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that he's even stabilizing your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. The Spirit of the Lord says the reason you're on the dialysis is because there's other little little things in your body that are affecting your kidneys, Adabashanda. And in order for our bodies to be able to function properly, we need to have good cholesterol. We need to have good blood pressure. We need to have good blood sugar. Amen. So the Spirit of God says, work on regulating these small things and watch everything else come into balance within your body. So it's not just a healing that has been released to you tonight, but there's a word of wisdom present that if you would begin to decrease your sugar intake, bring up your water intake, the Spirit of the Lord is getting ready to heal your body. How? Through the gift of wisdom, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's
okay?
Right,
the lack of knowing how to heal themselves. So tonight, the Lord has released the word of wisdom over you in order to maintain the healing that was released and imparted apostolically unto you tonight. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Pastor, is there anything you have for this woman of God?
Oh, man. My God, I don't have anything.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you
guys covered all. You covered everything.
The natural and the spirit.
You covered everything that I heard.
Spirit. Yes.
So
yes.
You heard that too.
Naturally and spiritually. God has released naturally and spiritually into this woman of God.
Yes.
And so now as she begins to follow the prescription of the Holy Spirit of God, she will begin to see this day manifesting in her life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
We love you, woman of God. God
bless you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Next caller, who am I speaking with?
God bless you.
God bless you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. My name is Sonia.
Sonia, and God bless you. Don't tell us anything, Sonia. Is it prayer that you want for yourself?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Pastor, can you go ahead and begin to minister to Sonia?
Yes. How you doing tonight, Sonia?
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What I want to pray for you tonight is I feel like there's a breakthrough that you need financially. And I believe the Spirit of God allowed you to call on tonight because where two or more are gathered in his name, he said he shall be in agreement. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to pray for your financial breakthrough.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
so, Father, we just thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're touching Sonia's finances. In the name of Jesus, let her find unexpected checks coming in the mail, God.
Lord, that you
find money in her shoes, in her clothes, in her pants, and old purses, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare debt cancellation now. In the name of Jesus, God, that she shall not worry about any other bill that has overdue on it. Because I believe you, God, that you're going to supernaturally pay off and clear debt for her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you even now, God, that you're doing it by your power, your might, and your strength.
Lord
Father,
God.
For you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider.
Yes, God.
And we are leaning and depending on you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
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 Sonia, may I ask you a question really quickly?
Yes.
Who is this man that I see?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this man? I see a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 6'2", a little heavy, stout man. I see him very clearly. He has been in your spirit, and you seem like you pray for him more than you pray for anyone else.
Yes. That's a friend of mine that I've known for a long time.
Amen. Amen. So I just want you to know on tonight that God says he has him covered. He has him covered. He has him covered, and he has heard your prayer.
Yes,
and he is about to do a miracle in his life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're going to be around to see the manifestation
you, Lord,
of what
Jesus.
You pray.
Thank you, God.
I want to turn it over to my wife and apostle. Almost called your apostle. Prophetess Cadence, do you have anything for Sonia on tonight?
No, I don't have any. The Lord is not ministering to me and releasing anything for me in particular, but I love that the Spirit of the Lord allowed you to release finances over her, because I know that when you pray for finances, stuff happens. When you said find money in your wallets and find money in your shoes, and you decreed that over the church, and today I found money in my pocket. So I know God is going to do the rest. I mean, it's just something.
I found something some in my wallet.
Yeah, yeah,
$5.
Right.
I had no idea what's
when
in
I
there.
Know the Lord uses him, he uses him in that. When he's when he speaks unexpected checks and finances, they typically just show up. Money just shows up out of just
praise
nowhere.
The Lord.
So I received that for her.
Amen.
By myself
Amen.
Again too.
Amen.
Amen. Woman of God, I just heard the Lord say, and the Lord's just using me, I guess, in the gift of wisdom tonight. beware of financial entanglements.
Yes.
God is going to be entangling some, how can I say that? Disentangling some debt in your life by mm-hmm. giving you some saving strategies, mm-hmm. Having you budget your money in a way where you will pour in to the areas that need to be paid off. What is this that we're having at the church on Sunday?
A credit restoration seminar
right.
At 5 o'clock,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where it's going to be doing power of attorney's wills and getting things off of your credit,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I think is prominent that we declare and decree things, but we don't do the thing naturally
right.
that we have to, for God to do spiritually.
Absolutely.
So I just believe that, you know, we're going to have this seminar at 5 o'clock mm-hmm. on tomorrow,
uh-huh.
That we will show you how strategies to get things taken off your credit,
right?
To how to get a will and power of attorneys and mm-hmm. and trust done,
mm-hmm.
because I've never, you know, we all have family members, but
right.
we never know our family until someone passes away.
Wow!
So when people pass away, they often claim things as theirs,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's a big mess,
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the person's fault that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't prepare.
Right. right.
So God is leading us in this season to be prepared.
Right. Right.
For,
right.
for the unknown and the
right.
things that we're not expecting to happen.
Mm-hmm. And so, to fix your credit.
Yeah, and to fix your credit.
We don't need
to get
credit
fixed. Yeah, we all want to stay in the house, but we don't want to get our credit fixed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
All righty, man. Well, if you're interested in coming out to that, it's 5913 Normandy Boulevard here in Jacksonville. Amen, woman of God. God bless you. We
thank
love you.
For
I hope you were encouraged
thank
tonight.
You.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
You're
Amen.
Very welcome. God bless you. All right, next caller. Amen. Thank you. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Belinda Parker.
Hi, Belinda. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
You are very, very welcome. I'm just going to begin to intercede for you for a moment, okay? God, I hold up to you, your daughter, Belinda Parker. I thank you, God, that you're increasing, God, her discernment in this season. I thank you, God, that you're removing people from her circle that would mean her harm at times that she does not even realize. God, I break the back of stagnation over her life. Constant praying, worship, wondering why things aren't happening or going in your favor or going as fast as they should. God said there's people behind the scenes that have been putting a stop on some things for you. Speak against those stops that have hindered your progress in this season. The Lord says, daughter, I'm getting ready to begin speeding things up for you again. The Lord says he sees the backlash. He sees what you've had to endure, the suffering, the pain, the loss. But the Lord says in this season, he will restore unto you. It's not some crazy fast or this great warfare prayer that needs to be prayed on your behalf, but the Lord says that you just needed the word of faith spoken back into your inner man that you may be re-encouraged, reignited, and remotivated to be able to go forth and to know that the blessing of the Lord is still on your life, the hand of God is still on your life, and he has never left you, nor has he never forsaken you. Apostle, do you have anything for the woman
of
God?
I just want to pray. What is this? As I'm sitting here, the Spirit of the Lord is ministering about a job. What's going on with the job?
I want to leave. They're so hateful and demonic and backlash. And I work in Mississippi with the government.
Yes.
Been 35 years as a director of family programs.
Right.
But I have ministry, and I'm thinking about just coming back to Virginia and saying, mm-hmm. just retire.
Right.
And I'm glad you picked that up because that's what I'm asking the Lord for. I've been in prayer.
Yes.
And I need to hear his voice. I need to hear the sound of the Lord.
Yes.
But I don't know. I need to be led by the Spirit and know that that's God saying.
Yes.
Sister, do your job, kingdom building,
mm-hmm.
and come out of the world system.
Right.
This moment.
Right. Exactly.
Warfare, I mean,
it's an environment where that you're walking on egg crates. And
right.
I know it's demonic. I know the land, yes. The region is demonic.
The region is
so
demonic.
I need to make a decision.
Yes.
Whether I should just call it a day because mm-hmm. I've been out on leave. I took leave mm-hmm. to pray.
Oh, wow.
I took leave to hear the voice of the Lord.
Wow.
And I'm kind of feeling like I'm at a place of peace. I've been listening to you. I wish you were in my, I wish I could come to Florida. I want you to know I support you.
Amen. Glory to God.
You know, in every area, financial, whatever it Amen. Takes to build the kingdom of God, because you're such a true woman of God. But Amen. I need to hear, I need mentorship. I need coaching.
She needs it all.
I
love your spirit.
Yeah.
I love
you. You picked up that I've been doing. Oh, I've been doing some serious warfare praying.
Wow.
I've been doing aggressive, like, you know, Psalms 35 and 41.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, the Lord is saying that you don't need to do all that.
Right.
The Lord is saying you need to stop doing all that.
Right.
Well, I'm listening to you, but one thing, guess what? You know the backlash is? I have no water right now.
Right.
The enemy shut the water supply off in my house.
Sorry, that's not funny.
I know that it was as a result of prayer. I know that, but you know what? I'm still in a place of peace.
Yes.
I can go to a hotel, but I choose not to. I'm going to stay right here, wash up, whatever, use bottles of water, and call it a day.
Yes, absolutely. So. But you need to just be led of the Spirit of the Lord God, because he did allow me to pick up in the Spirit that there was a travailing there concerning your job. As the Spirit of the Lord leads you to move out and do the will. See, let me, and listen, you need to inbox one of us so we can give you prophetic instruction.
Yes.
Prophetic instruction, because there are other callers, and the Lord is, he wants to give you instruction and direction before you make the decision to go back. And so you have to, and this is going to take some time, because prophetic counsel and apostolic mm-hmm. counsel takes time, and it can't be done in one session. It can't be done in 10 minutes. It can't be done in 5 minutes. And so if you could just reach out to either Prophetess Cadence or myself, Kenya J. Miller, so we can give you prophetic, we can give you wise counsel concerning what the Lord desires for you to do concerning this area of your life, okay? But
okay,
because
I'm going to inbox you as soon as we get off, like
right now. I felt that.
The Lord, and we thank God that
in Virginia, I will drive.
Oh my God.
Come on, down to Florida,
come
please.
On down.
Thank
come
the Lord.
Down.
We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
I think she on 95.
Yeah, she's on 95.
Way down.
Whoa.
This is God.
Amen.
God
bless you,
Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
All right. All right.
Amen.
Next caller, who else is ready to move to Florida ASAP? Amen. Who do I have on the line tonight? What potential Floridian am I speaking to now? Hello?
Cheryl Williams.
Cheryl Williams. Hi, are you in Florida?
No, ma'am. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Are you watching social media tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and allow Pastor Eric Miller to begin to pray for you. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. How you doing? Amen. I just feel like you have been really frustrated these past 6 months.
Wow.
So we're going to pray off the spirit of frustration in you. Father, we just thank you right now, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray right now, God, that peace is her portion, God.
Yes, God.
Father, you said whose mind is stayed on you, you shall keep in perfect peace.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we alleviate all stress and frustration in the woman of God's
life
on tonight. We pray right now, God, that she gets the best sleep that she's had in the past
Lord.
6 months
yes, God.
Tonight, God.
Yes,
we
Lord,
declare
God.
It and decree it, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
whatever
Jesus.
It is, God, that has caused her to lose sleep, we bind it now
yes,
in the,
yes,
name,
in
of
the
Jesus,
name of Jesus
and loose sweet sleep on tonight, God. Yes. We just thank you for what you're doing in her life.
Yes.
We stand back in the spirit of expectation to see what you're going to do.
Thank you.
We just give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, for you are so worthy.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, listen, you know that, you know, when you stress out over things, it can cause high blood pressure and all other things. But some things, God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that some things in your life you just have to let go.
Mm.
Some people you have to let them go. Yep. You have to let them make their own decisions because you have talked and talked and talked and talked until you're blue in the face.
Wow.
But this is a decision that they have to live with and they have to learn on their own.
Wow.
So you have to let them go.
Yes, that's what
that's what I'm picking up. What do you have?
I just saw a continual worrying over someone that you really care about.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a specific family member, maybe a son, but someone that
it's your son, constantly
worrying about this person in turmoil. And the Lord is saying, let go, let God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if you don't, there's going to be some serious effects on your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is trying to prevent that. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Listen, and what is going on with your family? As I was sitting here, the Spirit of the Lord, he just allowed me to see some turmoil and in your family. What's going on there? Right quickly, woman of God, can you tell me what's going on there, please?
It's just no love there. It's just disconnect.
Uh-huh.
And I try.
I know. And the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to pick this up in the spirit realm. And the Lord says that what he's doing tonight is he's bringing restoration in your family. And the Lord says that he has heard your prayer. And this has been is such a burden that the Spirit of the Lord has allowed me to feel concerning that you have for your family. And the Lord says that you're trying to be the matriarch in your family. Mm-hmm. My God. God, I hear you. You're trying to be the matriarch in your family. And I see the Spirit of the Lord God, and he's showing me how you're the one that's trying to bring the peace. He says you're the one that's trying to bring the peace. You're the one that's trying to bring the family together. But the Spirit of the Lord God says that this day the rippling effect of his sound is going to cause your family to follow his voice in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said to speak. He says to listen to what the Lord said to me, to break generational curses over your family and over your bloodline. And the Lord God says that the generational curse has been broken tonight because of your prayers, because you chose to reach out to the Spirit of the Lord God. And the Lord said to tell you that you will not close your eyes until you see restoration in your family in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord God says that you've been praying and you've been fasting and you've been seeking his face concerning your family because you want the best for them. But the Lord God says tonight that I'm causing my sound to break generational curses over your life, of your family in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Holy Spirit of God. And the Lord God said that the future, and I see even someone in your family who's having a baby. Who is this that's about to deliver? There's somebody in your family that's about to have a baby, but the Lord God says that the generational curse will not touch them in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The Lord God says that I have your family covered. God says no longer shall you carry the burden that you've been carrying for your family. The Lord God says tonight he wants you to let it go in the name of Jesus. God says because you're carrying something that he never initiated you to carry because you care too much. God says you care too much. You love too much. You give too much. And the Lord God says that you have depleted your finances and you've depleted your strength and you've depleted everything. Glory to God. But the Spirit of the Lord God says, tonight I come to bring restoration and strength to your spirit, man, in the name of Jesus. For God says that I'm restoring you, woman of God. I'm restoring you, woman of God. I'm restoring you, woman of God. And the Lord God says that everything that you put out, and God says they're not going to hear you. He says, because I'm about to release my sound in your family. My God, help me today. And God said, I'm come to bring restoration in Jesus' name.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah,
God. Oh,
I felt that thing break over her life. My God, help her, Lord Jesus. That thing has been broken. The curse of premature death. The assignment has been broken over your life tonight.
Yes, God.
Over the family. Over the bloodline.
Thank you,
Jesus. Nobody dying or being taken out prematurely, says the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Harabasanda. Next caller.
Yes.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hello, how are you?
I am well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha.
Tasha? North Carolina, Tasha?
Yes.
I'm I'm going to let Apostle pray for you. She's my friend.
Is this Tasha Moe?
Yeah.
Facebook? I don't know her personally.
I don't think you've ever met her.
I've never met Tasha Moe. But I've seen her. Is that Tasha Moe? And I said, okay, this is, you said Tasha. And immediately I said, there are tons of Tashas, but I saw Tasha Moe. So I'm saying, okay, this must be Tasha Moe. You know. Am I right? Is this
it's Tasha Moe?
Oh, okay. All right. Because when she said Tasha, you know, there are tons of Tashas, but, you know, there's only one Tasha Moe, you know. And I.
That's right. It's my cousin.
Oh, that's your cousin.
Not really. But
okay, I understand. But I love how the Spirit of the Lord would allow me to see which Tasha it is. My God. He allowed me to see what Tasha. Tasha Moe. Amen.
Oh,
she's in your state. And the Lord allowed me to see the Tasha Moe, because there are a lot of Tashas, but the Lord God allowed, he flashed the Tasha Moe before my eyes to distinguish you. Hear me, by the way, of the Holy Spirit of God, to distinguish you and set you apart from other Tashas, my God, because I could have seen Tasha something, Tasha this, but the Lord God specifically showed me Tasha Moe, which means that the Spirit of the Lord God is saying that he is pouring out more of himself within you, says the Spirit of God. Ooh. You desire to be in the place with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's like the Spirit of the Lord God is allowing me to feel in the Spirit that you would desire so much of him that you are willing to exhaust yourself for him.
Yes.
My God, help me today. And the Spirit of the Lord God says that I've called you and I have set you apart. And the Lord God says that he's going to use you mightily in this season. The Lord God says to stay where you are. Stay where you are. I don't know what this means, but the Spirit of the Lord God says stay where you are. Stay where you are, because it is where you are is where God is going to pour into. The Lord God says that I shall use you mightily in this season. The Lord is shifting dispositions in your spirit. As you begin to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord God says, I am about to shift dispositions. In other words, I'm about to shift you into another realm with me, says the Spirit of living
yes.
God. You are a wise woman.
Yes.
My God, you are a wise woman, says the Lord God. And I see women that are being drawn to you. I don't know if whether or not God has given you a women's ministry or you minister to women. I don't know what it is, but the Spirit of the Lord God has shown me that women shall be drawn unto you. I almost see you like a well of living water for women. My God, it's like a well of living water for women, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I will cause your sound and your voice to be heard and imparted into the lives of my people. But there is a hunger and a thirst and a desire to do more for the things of God. And the Lord God says, listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is showing me. The Spirit of the Lord God is showing me that you think you're not doing enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You think you're not doing enough. Am I talking to you, woman of God?
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh. But the Spirit of the Lord God says, you're doing exactly what I am requiring of you to do. And God says, and the Spirit of the Lord God says, as you begin to continue moving in my will that I release over you, because it's not looking like the way you are desiring it to look like. Am I speaking to you, woman of God? It's not looking like the way you're desiring it to look like, but the Lord God says it's never going to look like the way you want it to look like. It's always going to look like the way I want it to look like.
Wow.
My God, help me today. You're overdoing it. Let me just say it like that. Let me tell you what the Spirit of the Lord is showing me. You're overdoing it, says God. Stop trying so hard to be in the will of God when you're already in the will of God.
Amen. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's good.
He wanted me to speak to her spirit man.
Yes.
Not her flesh, her spirit man. Because it's like she has such a hunger and thirst to do more for God.
She does.
And I don't know her personally, but I feel this in my spirit man. It's like she's trying so hard to do the will of God when she's already in the will of God.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's all the Spirit of the Lord God is showing me concerning you.
Amen. So it's
Thank
not
you.
Dependent on you at all, Tasha. It's just dependent upon the timing of God.
Right.
And this
right.
goes back to you receiving that revelation of
wow.
rest.
Wow.
Of rest. Just
wow.
resting in his
wow.
presence. And allowing him to gently walk you into the places that he's called you to
because
in this
season.
Because
that's what he's showing me. She's overexerted. It's like she's overdoing it in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? When it doesn't take all of that.
Because yeah.
she's already in the place where God desires for
right.
her to be. She just
right.
needs to just be still.
Right.
And watch everything that she's doing manifest. The Lord is going to manifest. It's going to unfold
Amen.
In her life.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, to God be the glory, Tasha Moe.
There's more for Moe. Pastor, do you have anything for
well,
more
I guess
for
it
Moe?
Just confirmed what God was showing me because it showed... I guess it was she was moving but she's moving too much.
Right, right.
So she has to be in a place of stillness to where she can actually get what God
to hear God.
To hear God.
See, and it's in the Spirit of the Lord, God says you're trying to hear what you already hear.
You know what?
No. That's good.
I can't.
I don't have nothing else.
Wow.
The thing about Tasha that you guys don't know, I mean, she... You got. I mean, you know that we're deep, right?
Right,
I mean,
right. Yeah, we're not deep. We're revelatory.
Asked me some revelatory things sometimes that even I have to kind of just sit back and be like, well, you know, I need to pray about this for a minute.
Yeah,
so she does do a lot of diving.
Yeah, she dives.
A lot.
Yeah. The Spirit of the Lord allowed me to see that. You see what I'm saying? And he's saying she's doing too much because she's already in his will. And the enemy, and it's like the Spirit of the Lord is showing me that, you know, she's trying so hard to do the will of God, and she's already in the will of God. And this is what he's showing me. And it's like, I need her to just coast.
Jesus.
God, I feel your presence.
Jesus, that's good.
My God. He says, I just need you to just coast. I just need you to just walk with me.
Ooh.
Just walk. Because we can run ahead of God. Hallelujah. And we can run ahead of him and take on something that we're... And the Spirit of the Lord God is showing me that the things that you're taking on are causing a distraction to what he already has you and has and desires for you to do. Because while you're trying to figure that out, you need to concentrate on this. Am I making sense to you?
And my word to you tonight after you were done delivering to her was that the Lord was going to use this word spoken by Apostle tonight to remove the distractions from your life. But the distraction is you being distracted with trying to continually do the will of God when you're already in it.
You're already in the will of you're already in the will of the Lord. It's not going to feel like you're in the will of God because it's not supposed to feel like you're in the will of God.
Right.
You're waiting for something And the Spirit of the Lord God is showing me, you're waiting for, and here it is, you're waiting for something deep, grand, and great. Oh, God. But the Lord God says, I have you in where I desire for you to be in Jesus' name. Tasha Mo.
Thank you so much.
Amen. To God be the glory. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. I'm sure we'll see you on the live feed soon. I love you.
We love you.
God bless.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Next caller. Good evening. Good evening. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Karen Patrick.
Hi, Miss Karen Patrick. Are we friends on Facebook? Or are you calling?
Yes, we are friends on Facebook.
Pastor, do you have a word for Karen Patrick?
Oh, man. How you doing, Karen?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
I love this night. Like this night is wonderful.
This night has just been, you know, absolutely phenomenal. I just want to pray your strength in the Lord. I just feel like you've, my God, that there's been some areas that you feel like you're not doing, that you want to be restored and I don't know if this is a good word to say, refurbished in the Lord and your strength and in some areas. Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you right now, God.
Thank you right now, God.
God, I see you moving in her house, God, and that there's a specific corner in her home, God, that she goes to pray.
Mm-hmm.
God, I thank you right now, God, that you're shifting her into another realm and dimension.
Yes, Lord.
That there's another place in the home that you've strategically already spoken to the woman of God,
Lord,
about
you.
Praying, God.
Yes,
Father,
God.
I thank you for the two angels that's already standing on the outside
Lord,
of the
Jesus.
Door
you,
that's
Lord.
Preventing any demonic entity from trespassing,
yes, God.
God.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus,
yes,
I speak
Lord,
wellness
thank
over
you,
her life, God. I speak blessings over her right
yes,
now, God.
Lord,
in
God.
The name of Jesus,
the name
may the blessings
Jesus,
of the Lord continue to make her rich and add no sorrow, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, God, let the word become alive in her life,
Lord.
Let every word that she reads be revelatory, God. Let every word of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as she pours out, God, I pray that you pour back into her 10,000 fold.
Yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, we give you glory on tonight.
Yes,
I thank you for her life, her legacy, God, and her movement in you.
Lord,
in Jesus' name
in
we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Karen, on tonight, I just hear the Lord say that he's getting ready to transition you into another realm of glory. I hear the word transition.
Yes.
I hear the word transition. Amen, prophetess. Do you have anything?
No, continue. I just
hear the word transition, that you're about to transition into another realm of glory with God.
Yep.
That your prayer language is even getting ready to shift. And even the word that Psalms 150 has been your mantra, but in the next 90 days that God says he's getting ready to do something miraculous in your life. I see you shaking hands with certain people and that there are certain people that want to get close to you, but you have to be careful and your circle has to be a little bit smaller in this season because he says, I am transitioning you, saith the Lord God. That's what I have on tonight.
Amen.
Prophetess, honey, you got anything?
I had the confirming word. I just saw you cycling on a cycle in the same spot over and over. And the Lord said, tell her the cycle of cycling is over. And then the Lord said, tell her I'm getting ready to change who she listens to and who she receives from because I'm ready to expand the reservoir within the container that's able to contain more of my glory.
My God.
So that's what I heard the Lord say, and Pastor Eric had said it. So it just confirms that the Lord is taking you higher. And in this season, he's taking you higher. Be very sensitive of who you're receiving from, who you're tuning into. If you read any books, listen to certain people on the radio, even the type of worship music, the Lord is just trying to change the frequency of sound around you completely in order to bring you into that place of revelation. For come up here, there's an open door into the Holy of Holies. Amen, woman of God.
Amen. Glory to God. What is this that it has something to do with papers? Are you to sign papers? Are you in the middle of some type of paperwork, woman of God? What's going on there? Are you to sign papers? What's going on?
No, I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. Oh, that's what I see you. Yeah. Do you write on paper, signed? I see you writing on paper. And so because I see you writing on paper, there has to be something that you deal. There's got to be some type of paperwork that is before you because the Lord God says that I'm about to release favor on your life. He says I'm about to release favor. Favor is about to be released upon your life, woman of God. And you're going to remember this day. The Lord spoke to a woman of God a couple of months ago on this show. And he said that he was going to release finances for her to start her business. And he said to me, he says, there is a business that she desires to start. And when I asked her, she couldn't think of it. But then she said, oh, and the Lord released the money for her to start her business. And she didn't even know. It was like the Lord was allowing me to speak the business into existence. And then he released the finances for the business. And so I say unto you, woman of God, that there are going to be some papers that you are going to have to sign. And these papers that you are going to sign is going to bring favor in your life. God says that I'm going to cause favor and uncommon favor to be released in your life. And you will remember this day. And you will remember that when it is time for you to sign these papers, that favor shall be released unto your life. I hear the word contracts. God is about to cause you to sign contracts, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And there will be favor released upon your life concerning this situation. In Jesus' name, you will remember this day.
Hallelujah. Amen. Woman of God.
Amen.
We love
God.
You. God
yes.
bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty. Who's my next caller tonight? Good evening. Who am I speaking with?
Good afternoon. This is Sister T. How are you today?
I'm well, Sister T. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
I'm
hanging in there. I called in before, and I'm just calling for prayer. I'm in a season.
Don't even tell us what season you're in, because the spirit of depression has trying to take over your mind.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. The spirit of depression is trying to take over your mind, and the spirit of depression, don't tell us anything because we hear from God. And I'm not trying to sound like that because we need to speak to your spirit, man, because the spirit of depression even now is trying to consume you, and the spirit of depression is trying to take over your mind, and you're sitting up thinking that you're sitting up thinking God's never going to move for you.
Yes.
You're believing that God, what am I doing? God, what am I doing wrong? I hear your conversation. What am I doing wrong, God? What do I need to do, God? But the Lord God says tonight, he's coming to break the spirit of depression over your life. Even now, I see even now, sometimes you're sitting down and you're crying and you're shaking your head and you're saying, God, what do I do next? And what am I doing wrong? And how do I go? And the spirit of God says tonight, he's causing the spirit of depression to be broken over your life. life. God says to grab hold on who he is within you, says the Spirit of God, because truly he is great within you, says God. And you have been under demonic oppression. My God, help me to kanasa. You've been under demonic oppression, and the enemy has tried to oppress you, says the Spirit of God. He's tried to isolate you, woman of God. There's been seasons of times where you feel like you always want to, you just want to be by yourself. You just, yes, Lord. You just want to be, yes, God. You just want to be by yourself. You just want to be by yourself. You just want to be alone. You just don't want to talk to nobody, because I just going to sit by myself and I'm just going to go through this. But the Spirit of God says, you are not alone and you are not going through this alone, says the Spirit of the living God. And the Spirit of the living God says that tonight he comes to break oppression off of your life. In Jesus' name, God says, I've come to cause you to thrust you into troubling waters. God says, your mind shall be healed. I hear the Spirit of the living God. He says, you feel like you're about to lose your mind, my God. But the Lord God says that what he is doing is he is giving you the mind of Christ. God said to stop thinking so much. God says, because you're thinking so much, you're overthinking the position. You're overthinking things, says God. And as you are overthinking, the Spirit of the Lord God says, it's causing you to be in a place. It's causing you to assess your situation outside of the will of God.
Yes.
Jesus.
God says, God says to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord God says to tell you that you are not losing your mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Haraba Sunday. And we just shut the mouth of every accuser. Haraba Sunday. Even lies, things said against you, your character that aren't even true. I speak against the character assassinators, even in your family. Haraba Shanda. I hear voices, just people talking too much. God said, everybody that talks too much around you, he's getting ready to shut their mouth. He said, he is the divine vindicator. Haraba Shanda. He is vindicating you in this season.
In the name
he says,
of Jesus.
Watch the suddenly that I perform in your life. He said, everybody that said that you've been progressing too slowly or you're not performing at the rate they think you should perform or even achieve the goals that they've even set for you. God said, man never set goals for you, for I'm the one that formed you even in your mother's womb. So God said, even those in your family that would desire to curse the very person that was formed in her mother's womb, the Spirit of the living God says to look out and watch out, for he's getting ready to birth out something new in you. He's getting ready to birth out something fresh in you. He's getting ready to give you a brand new beginning. And God said that as you are the Joseph of your family, the blessing that he is going to release on you is enough to overflow. But the Lord says when he releases the blessing to be very wise in your choosing as far as what family members you're going to give to, because God said there are certain family members in your family that you've given to before, and it's only gotten them into worse trouble because they're frivolous spenders and they've done things with the money that have only dragged them farther away from him. But God said, before I can release these funds, I have to solidify a surety of a good stewardship within your spirit man, says the Spirit of the living God. So God says, expect even over the next 6 months for me to train your hands, to train you in finances. For God said, I am watching you. I am watching you. I am watching your stewardship. God said, even down to the very penny, because God said, what I am going to release upon your life is so sensitive that it cannot invest into the naysayers. And God said, because the naysayers will use the blessing right back against you. God said, in this season, those that have caused trouble for you, the solution is not like Joseph to bless them in the sense in order for them to come and bring an apology to you. But the Lord said, in this season, the people around you, God will use the money in order for you be able to sustain yourself without the help of other people so that you may be able to completely cut them off, so that they can't call you a user anymore. They can't call you lazy. They can't call you sorry. They can't say you never make it. You're never able to go through it. And God said, tonight, this cloud of depression that sits over you is because of the word curses of family members and even those that have called your friends in the past that have been allowed to seep deep into your spirit realm. And the Spirit of the living God says, tonight, I'm plucking up every lie out of a Sunday bachata. I'm refilling you with my glory. I'm refilling you with my fire. I'm refilling you with fervency. I'm refilling you with motivation. I'm refilling you with fresh stewardship. And God said, watch me cut them off myself, says the Spirit of the living God.
And let me ask you a question. Have you asked, you're looking.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for prophetess Cadence McCall.